if I were in your shoes, what I'd probably be looking to do, you know, if without getting into the full-blown tower, I'd probably get maybe 30 foot of Rhone 25, 30 or 40, 30 maybe, and then I would put it right alongside the house and house bracket it. And so, you know, that'll span real tight. And if you go 30 foot, then you put, you know, 10 foot of mast on it. And, you know, and then you could run your wires up and down on that. If you go 40 and your house bracketed, you know, you could do a little bit more. And you could do that. But you put a sidearm with a lanyard and all that on it so you can hoist things up and down and try different wires. So, you know, then, you know, at that point, you know, you're looking at running inverted Vs, the feed point, you know, coax goes up the tower, connects right to the center, comes straight down into the shack, and then the legs fan out from the tower, and they can, you know, they just go off toward the ground. Yeah, if you just want to keep from getting clotheslined when you're cutting the grass or the kids running around, you can elevate the end point, you know, with a very modest, you know, pole, just get it up about 10 feet so that the kids in the tractor go underneath it. But that's definitely what I think I'd be doing. You can do that pretty economically. The hell, if you just keep your eyes peeled, you know, most everything you need to do that comes up all the time.